from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. President Prabowo reaffirms Indonesia's did not commit $1 billion US to BOP. Indonesian Navy strengthens maritime diplomacy through deck reception in Sydney. And now the news in details. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto, speaking before journalists and experts in the country, once again emphasized that Indonesia is not willing to contribute $1 billion US for permanent membership in the Board of Peace. As reported on Prabowo's personal social media on Sunday, March 22nd, he stated that this position had already been conveyed during the meeting of BOP founding countries in Washington, D.C., United States, in February.
Jadi kita tidak pernah.
So we never said that we wanted to contribute $1 billion US fee. Never. And this was one of the points raised at the meeting of the founding donors in Washington on February 19th. Each of them contributed, some perhaps more. But Indonesia was not part of that. Indonesia was not included. Because I was very firm when I asked, I made no financial commitment at all. Even so, President Prabowo did not rule out the possibility that Indonesia could contribute financially to the BOP if a ceasefire in Gaza Strip, Palestine has been achieved and reconstruction truly begins. Instead of paying for permanent membership, he agreed to request for Indonesia to deploy peacekeeping forces to Gaza at the time. The Indonesian Navy hosted a deck reception aboard KRI Raden Edi Marta Dinata at HMAS Kutabel Pier, Sydney, Australia on Sunday, as part of the joint exercise Kakadu 2026. This event aims to foster Navy brotherhoods and enhance interoperability among Indo-Pacific naval forces. In a mandate from the Chief of Naval Staff, Admiral Muhammad Ali, delivered by Rear Admiral Antonius Widiotomo, it was emphasized that this collaboration serves as a strategic platform to build mutual trust and regional stability. Attended by Chief of the Royal Australian Navy, Vice Admiral Mark Hammond, and representatives from various partner nations, the event represents Indonesia's Navy's concrete commitment to strengthening defense diplomacy and maintaining maritime security in the region, in line with the leadership's directives. Indonesia's Minister of Transportation, Dudi Purwagandi, stated on Sunday, March 22nd, that he is strengthening measures to manage the post-Eid return flow, particularly on the Sumatra-Java ferry crossing. Following the peak of homeward-bound travel during Eid holiday, the government is now focusing on ensuring that the return flow is safer, smoother, and more controlled. Several strategies have been prepared, including optimizing port capacity, accelerating loading and unloading systems, and preparing alternative routes to anticipate congestions. The government is also utilizing monitoring technology such as drones to detect potential queues in real time. Authorities emphasize that safety remains the top priority. And that was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. As the joyful echoes of Takbir mark the end of Ramadan and the arrival of the blessed festival of Eid, I'm Hendra Azmul. On behalf of the entire family of Radio Republik Indonesia, extend our warmest greeting for Eid al-Fitri 1447 Hijriah to listeners of Voice of Indonesia around the world. Eid is a special moment not only for celebration, but also for reflection, an opportunity to renew compassion, strengthen unity, and promote peace in our shared world. This value reflects the universal message of Isaac as a mercy for all creation. May this Eid bring peace, harmony, and blessing to you and your loved one. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Cinta yang tak mungkin. Voice of Indonesia. Only in Indonesia.
Paresean is a traditional battle between two men from Sasak tribe in Lombok. Each of them wield a rattan stick and shield made of buffalo skin. The battle is accompanied by music consisting of gong, traditional drum, and traditional flute. In this battle, the only spots that the fighter can hit are the back and the shoulder of their opponents.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Wonder Today is featuring Kedung Kayang Waterfall in Central Jawa. Kedung Kayang Waterfall, located on the border between Magelang Regency and Boyolali Regency, is flanked by Mount Merapi and Mount Merbabu. It is precisely located in Wonolelo Village, Magelang Regency, Central Jawa Province, approximately 34 kilometers from the city center of Magelang. The situation makes this waterfall have beautiful views, clear water, and fresh and cool air. Another charm of the waterfall, located at an altitude of 1,500 meters above sea level, is the view of the sunrise and sunset. Tourists can witness the beauty of the sunrise between Mount Merapi and Merbabu. In addition, this tourist attraction also has interesting and Instagrammable photo spots. The route to get to the Kedung Kayang Waterfall tourist attraction tends to be winding, so be careful. Even so, the road is wide and safe, so it can be passed by cars. After arriving and parking your vehicle, you still have to walk to the waterfall. There are two intersections here, namely towards the center of the waterfall or the upper spot of the waterfall. Visitors should note that the road to the center of the Kedung Kayang waterfall requires great courage, because it is quite steep and may take about 10 minutes to go through the river and slippery paths. Kedung Kayang waterfall has a clear water pool underneath, so many visitors would spend time swimming in the pool. One of the exciting activities that can be done at Kedung Kayang Waterfall is observing the vast natural scenery from the waterfall to the mountains from the spot above the waterfall. But if you want to enjoy the beauty of the waterfall up close, you can choose the spot below. If you are in Indonesia and around Magelang, besides visiting the famous Borobudur Temple, find time to visit the Kedung Kayang Waterfall tourist spot, because it is perfect for those of you who are looking for freshness for relaxation. This was Indonesian Wonder Today. We'll meet again in the next edition with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Aku yang terlelap sendiri. wonder that see tercandu ku terkultivasi yeah. For real you my fantasy sana sini kau berjalan-jalan dalam mimpi parasmu menyinari gelap hangat di hati tak perlu ku lagi cari-cari bintang di TV so that you know superficial you the official certified beauty yeah. Tak peduli what they say you know you the best semoga bumi yeah. Listen to me say don't you ever change I'm a full attention, you know that I'm in it.
Sayang itu hanyalah sebuah mimpi. Terbangunkan pagi bersama matahari. Bersama matahari. Aku bergetar sejuk dia. Mataku terbang sampai ke
of Indonesia.
Bantu aku membencimu. sendiri, ku merasakan sesuatu yang telah hilang di dalam hidupku.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, introducing you Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in Indonesian language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture and Research and Technology. Today's topic is Di Perusahaan Ekspedisi. Di perusahaan ekspedisi, which means at a shipping company. You will listen to a conversation about pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. The conversation is between Chris, a vlogger from Australia, and a shipping staff in Palangkaraya. Chris was complaining to a shipping company receptionist that he just met about the late delivery of his motorcycle. Let's listen to their conversation.
Menurut data kami, motor Bapak akan tiba sore nanti.
Seharusnya sudah sampai 2 hari yang lalu. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
Kami mohon maaf, Pak.
After listening to the conversation, here are some vocabulary and expressions related to today's topic. Pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. I will say it 2 times slowly, and please repeat after me. Mengapa? Mengapa? Which means why? Pengiriman. Pengiriman, which means shipping. Bisa. Bisa, which means can. Terlambat, terlambat, which means late. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Which means why is the shipping late? Menurut, menurut, which means according to. Data, data, which means data. Motor, motor, which means motorcycle. Akan tiba, akan tiba, which means will arrive. Sore nanti, sore nanti, which means this afternoon. Kami, kami, which means we. Mohon maaf, mohon maaf, which means sorry. In this conversation, you will hear the expression Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat? Which means, why is the shipping late? In that, there's the word terlambat. Terlambat, which means late. Happening after the arranged time, or simply not being on time. The word terlambat, terlambat, which means late, in the conversation, was used by Chris to tell that his motorcycle shipping was not as he expected, namely being on time. Here are some other examples. Let's listen to some other examples using the expressions in complaining about the service. Aduh, keretanya datang terlambat. Aduh, keretanya datang terlambat. Artinya, which means, the train comes late. Duh, mengapa keberangkatan pesawatnya tertunda? Duh, mengapa keberangkatan pesawatnya tertunda? Which means, why is the flight delayed? For your information, Indonesians usually complain about service, but first they will say maaf, maaf, which means I'm sorry. It is like permisi, permisi, which means excuse me. It is a courtesy. For instance, when a customer waited for the food for too long in a restaurant, they will say this to the waiter. Sorry, how much longer until my food's ready? Before we end today's Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, let's speak Bahasa Indonesia. Let's have another go with the conversation.
Menurut data kami, motor Bapak akan tiba sore nanti.
Seharusnya sudah sampai 2 hari yang lalu. Mengapa pengiriman bisa terlambat?
Kami mohon maaf, Pak.
Listener, that's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia for today about pengiriman terlambat. Pengiriman terlambat, which means late shipping. We hope today's edition will be useful for you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Steve. Sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa.
takkan terikat waktu.
Voice of Indonesia.
Perjalanan cintamu, kau bilang aku yang paling tangguh. Tapi mengapa kau tinggalkan aku dengan alasan yang tak jelas? Apa aku pernah mengeluh? Apa aku pernah berlari saat kau ada masalah? Apa aku pernah membuat? Apa aku tak mengimbangimu? Sayang, kau menilaiku salah. Sepanjang perjalanan cintamu, kau puji aku setiap waktu. Tapi kenyataannya berlawanan. Ku tak pernah ada baiknya. Apa aku pernah mengeluh? Apa aku pernah berlari saat kau ada masalah? Apa aku pernah membuat? Apa aku tak mengimbangimu? Sayang, kau menilaiku salah. Menilai ku
Voice of Indonesia.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluangku. Untuknya aku beranikan diri. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, biar aku hadapi. Oh yeah. Bilang aku teman yang pengertian, selalu setia kapanpun dibutuhkan. Tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali.
Rencana berbahaya ini saja samalah, jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Bencana
Voice of Indonesia.